Good morning, Facebook family. This is Pastor Angel from the Ministry Love, Power, and Grace. Did you know that God has a unique role for you to play in His family? It is important that you understand that there is no other individual on planet Earth that can possibly fulfill the role that God has designed for you to execute within the body of Christ. No matter how gifted that individual may be, no matter how much ability that person may have, you are unique, and God has designed a role for you to play within the body of Christ. And this is what I would call your ministry. God has gifted you for your assignment. In other words, He has made available all the spiritual gifts and tools available in order for you to achieve that particular goal. If you look at 1 Corinthians 12:7, the Bible says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other, end of quote. It is very important that gifts are given by the Holy Spirit. Now, I am not speaking about abilities, natural abilities that a person may have. I'm speaking about supernatural spiritual gifts that can only be acquired through the presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. Now, these gifts are not like a candy store that you walk into and you see all kinds of goodies and you say, I want this, I want that, I don't want this, and I don't want that. It doesn't work that way. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you read that chapter carefully, it indicates clearly that the Holy Spirit distributes the gift according to His will. God knows the gift that is going to suit you best. And He knows exactly what place within the body of Christ you're going to be able to function best. As a believer, it's important that you understand that your local fellowship, or rather the place where you congregate with other believers, is the place God has designed for you to discover, develop, and use your spiritual gifts. It is in that particular environment that you learn exactly the capabilities, the spiritual capabilities that God has given you. And under the watchful eye of a spiritual leader, you develop that gift within that local congregation. You may also have a wider ministry, but keep in mind that if you are not faithful and responsible to your local congregation, how in the world are you going to fulfill your calling and your responsibility within that wider ministry? Believe me, throughout the course of my life, I've ran across tons of people that want to be active in a wider ministry, independent from the church, and they fail. The majority of them that I've seen, they fail because you need to understand that your main calling is to the body of Christ, to that local congregation where you need to grow, develop, and discover the gifts that God has given to you. Once you're faithful within that capacity, you can be certain that God is going to open other doors for you to go out and minister in different places, but you've got to be responsible where God has placed you and be of a submitted spirit to the leaders that God has placed above you. Jesus has not promised to build, He has not promised to build your ministry. Jesus has promised to build His church. Keep that in mind. When you realize that God has a unique purpose for your life, you then begin to share in Christ's mission in the world. But it's not until you realize that God has that unique purpose for your life that no one else is able to fulfill. When Jesus walked the earth, God worked through the physical body of Christ. Today He uses His spiritual body. And that spiritual body, which impacts the world, is the church of Jesus Christ. We are not just to model God's love by loving each other. We are to carry it together to the rest of the world. This, my friend, is an incredible privilege that God has given each and every one of us. But He has also gifted you but you only discover and develop your gifts within a spiritual local congregation. As members of the body of Christ, we are His hands, His feet, His eyes, and His heart. He works through us in the world, and we each have a contribution to make. That is why it is so important that you discover that gift that God has given you, so that you can become active and you can focus on what God wants you to do. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join Him in the work He does. The good work He has gotten ready for us to do. Work we had better be doing. End of quote. We better be involved in the things that God wants us to be. And we better discover those gifts that God has given us and develop them. If not, we're going to be missing the mark. We're going to be missing the purpose with which God has created us and gifted us for the body of Christ. So once again, my brother and sister, this is Pastor Angel saying goodbye. Do not forget to share with friends and family on Facebook. And remember, God has created you as a unique individual. No one else can fulfill the things that God has planned for you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that He's laid out good works so that we would walk in them from the foundation of the earth. So God bless and take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.